Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
On this episode of KKHI, why the deaths in Waukesha, Wisconsin never should have happened. And the sad reality is I had to wait a couple of days to even comment on this story because I know now when these things happen, news reports are so filled with errors, you can't really give any commentary on what happened until the truth comes out. Also, Joe Biden walks away from the media again. No questions asked. CBS News and other liberal outlets are now all over the president and his staff for not taking questions about the problems going on in America. And an NBC News reporter has Thanksgiving money-saving tips this holiday season. You're going to love these tips. It is outrageous. It's all about lowering our standards. In sports, Sporting Kansas City will host Salt Lake City Sunday afternoon at Children's Mercy Park as the playoffs in MLS continue. Salt Lake is the team that the meltdown occurred against from Peter Vermes after the non-call by officials. And for the first time ever, a Group of Five team, Cincinnati, is in the Final Four for the college football playoff. It's all ahead on KKHI, brought to you by Finch Knife Company. I'm going to mention a couple of retail sponsors here right at the start of the podcast because it's the holiday season, Thanksgiving, a lot of people doing some shopping. So I want you to consider our retail sponsors this weekend. None better than FinchKnifeCo.com. Online, it's a Kansas City-born company. All the knives are designed right here in Kansas City. They're pieces of art. They're absolutely beautiful. These are not tactical knives. These are pocket knives. Keep life from getting dull with FinchKnifeCo.com. Log on and get a great gift this holiday season for somebody that you love or get them for yourself. There are 6 to 8 new designs every single year. The entire catalog is up on their website at FinchKnifeCo.com. They retail from about $89 to $140. This is for new people with pocket knives or collectors. Or if you like to carry a pocket knife, you're going to love these great Kansas City-born Finch Knife Company pocket knives online at FinchKnifeCo.com. Of course, B-Stock is our go-to retailer. How about this? Did you see this week Best Buy? Because B-Stock competes against Best Buy. You shouldn't be going to Best Buy. Here's another reason to not go to Best Buy. Best Buy sent out an email to all of its employees nationwide that they were offering counseling services to employees after the verdict of the Rittenhouse trial. I mean, that alone is reason to not go to Best Buy. Seriously, think about that for a second. That is outrageous. An email to your employees. Can you imagine Chris and Greg and the guys over at B-Stock, Scott, sending an email out to their employees saying, we're offering counseling now that the Rittenhouse trial is over. No, you're not going to get that at B-Stock. You're just going to see a bunch of great conservative people giving you great low prices on Sonos, Apple, Samsung, Dell, laptops, printers, speakers, computers, you name it. Walk right into the warehouse store at 14680 South Flaming Road this holiday weekend or shop online, bstock.net. There's no dash, B-S-T-O-C-K.net. They ship anywhere and usually the same day. They even have rush items available as well. Bstock.net beats everybody this Black Friday. And of course, Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. It may be the holiday season. That'd be a perfect time to get your wife some earrings or something really pretty. They got all kinds of great stuff at Joslyn's Jewelry. Their sales associates on the floor are very helpful. There's no pressure, and they're non-commissioned. That's all you got to know. Many people go in and look, don't buy. Okay, great. Think it over. They don't care. They know you'll come back. You may get your jewelry cleaned or repaired while you're there. All that this holiday season, only at Joslyn's, Kansas City's family-owned jeweler. Wow, for decades. 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. Okay, we're going to address the Daryl Brooks mowdown of 6 people who are dead, a grandma and an 8-year-old boy, and 47 seriously injured. We now know the facts of exactly what happened. Hit it.
Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Okay, it's a sad state of affairs when you have to wait a couple of days when you do a podcast where you give commentary to find out exactly what happened when a crazy person drives through a Christmas parade in a place like Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing 6, running over grandmas, killing an 8-year-old boy, injuring 47 seriously, and sending them to the hospital, and we have to wait because we don't know. Because the initial report on this story, and it didn't sound right to me at all, the initial report when it first happened, and the reason that I have not commented on any of the podcasts since then, is because it is impossible to trust the media in this country anymore. The initial report was the cops were shooting at this guy, that he was fleeing from the cops. They were shooting at him. He was riled up and had nowhere else to go. In other words, he was, you know, he was a crazed animal on the loose that got trapped in a situation where there were a whole bunch of people and had no other choice to evade the cops who were shooting at him than to run over people while this was happening. The media in this country are out of control. We have got to pass some legislation. I believe in the media. I believe in free speech. I believe in journalism. We have got to pass some legislation that holds media outlets legally accountable for being wrong. There must be fines. You know, all through the history of, let's say, broadcasting, well, let's not really get into print journalism today. Let's just talk about broadcasting. All through the history of broadcasting, if you say the F word or somebody slips up and does it, you get fined by the FCC. Everybody knows this. They have a code of ethics, and if you break the code of ethics, you're fined. You're subject to fines. The person individually, the company that owns the broadcasting outlet, whatever it may be. Why can't we implement a system? And it will take conservatives back in power. Why can't we implement a system within the FCC? If you ask me, there's plenty of ways to do this. In past legislation, federal legislation, that if you are wrong, if you report facts that are wrong, if you report them as wrong, you can be subject to lawsuits. Why can't we do that? Why can't we slow the media down? Why can't more media outlets do what I did? And that's, this horrendous thing happened. It doesn't look right or sound right to me. I saw the video, and I initially thought, well, if Daryl Brooks really wanted to kill a bunch of people, he would have killed a lot more than six. So as I was hearing these reports, well, maybe he was being chased, maybe he was trying to get out of there, whatever, I thought, well, I'm looking at some places where people are five or six deep, and he could have run over all of them and could have done a lot more damage than what we actually saw him do. We saw him drive by a lot of people before, what, picking these little old ladies and running them over? Absolutely a despicable story. This man's a beast. He's not human. This is bad. This is a horrible, horrible person. But I also looked at it and I thought, well, he could have taken it. I always think that. When I see these mass shootings or whatever, I'm like, it seems like it could have been a lot worse. And this seems like it could have been a lot worse. It was terrible the way it is. 47 people injured, 6 dead, an 8-year-old boy and 80-year-old grandmas. This is just horrible. It's a horrific story. But I held back because I'm like, I don't know. Some of it doesn't quite add up. Now, I can't get in the mind of a crazy person. And if you're that crazy person, maybe you don't know who or what you're going to run over or what your plan is. I don't even know. I can't get inside what Daryl Brooks would be thinking. But we've now learned that he's a black nationalist. He's a BLM supporter. People around him and social media postings about the Rittenhouse trial lead you to believe this was in response to Kyle Rittenhouse. That's not fact. He hasn't said that. There's all kinds of postings on his social media that are out. And again, people around him that have said that this triggered him. This is a man with a terrible criminal history. This is a man who beat up and strangled his girlfriend and a kid and hit her with a car recently and was allowed out on $1,000 bail. $1,000. This is a violent criminal with a long history. And the major headline here isn't even the crazy person, because there's crazy people among us. They belong in jail. They belong in insane asylums. They do not belong behind the wheel of an SUV driving in Waukesha, Wisconsin at a Christmas parade. That's not where they belong. This man should have been locked up. He never should have gotten out. He is dangerous. Everybody knew he was dangerous. And this is the worst part of the story. We're gonna cut right past what happened and go to the worst part of the story. And I'm taking this directly Tuesday night from Tucker Carlson on Fox News. It's not long, but I'm going to read this to you because he's nailed this. This is spot on with what the problem is. And this is, in many ways, because this is a free person, a person that is supposed to be, well, he's an elected official, supposed to be one of the leaders of his community. what this person is doing as an elected leader of his community is in so many ways worse for the people than an actual crazy person. A crazy person can get locked up after one incident. We can know somebody's nuts and lock them up. We can do that. So Daryl Brooks is released, and it goes like this. For some reason, this guy spent most of his life free. He's got a long criminal record. A few weeks ago, not surprisingly, he was charged with punching the mother of his latest child in the face and then running her over with his car. So he should have been in jail for that. But the Milwaukee County District Attorney, a radical named John Chisholm, released Brooks on a $1,000 bail. So $1,000 for beating and running over a woman. Why? Well, because John Chisholm believes that bail is racist. A few years ago, Chisholm acknowledged that letting violent criminals out of jail was certain to cost innocent lives. But he explained it is still worth it because of equity. This is I'm reading now for you a direct quote from the Milwaukee County District Attorney, John Chisholm. This is a direct quote. How does this person get elected? And how do they not go to jail for dereliction of duty? This is what he said. Quote, is there going to be an individual that I divert or I put into a treatment program who's going to get out and kill somebody? You bet. Guaranteed. It is guaranteed to happen. It does not invalidate the overall approach. End quote. You're kidding me. Carlson continues, in other words, the deaths of innocents, old ladies, small children, they're all a small price to pay because the principle of equity is so beautiful and so important. It is a diseased way of thinking. It's how cult leaders and dictators think. It's not a Western worldview. Suddenly, it's a mainstream position in the Democrat Party. It's true, and this is the worst part of this story, that we have an elected official, a Milwaukee County District Attorney, that is on record as saying, we're going to let violent criminals go because we think bail is racist. We're going to lower bail. We're going to get them back out on the streets. And of course, people are going to die. Guaranteed to happen. We're going to let violent criminals go, and it's guaranteed that innocent people will die. Guaranteed. He didn't just say, well, it's a possibility it could happen. No, I'm going to read you the quote one more time. Is there going to be an individual I divert or I put into a treatment program? He's going to go out and kill somebody? You bet. Guaranteed. It is guaranteed to happen. It does not invalidate the overall approach. Wow. I don't know what's wrong with these people and how they got in control. You know, they like to point out about the far right people in America, and there are radicals on the far right. There's no question about that. You and I don't associate with them. We don't. They like to point at the KKK or, I don't know, maybe even like the Westboro Baptist Church or people like that and say these are the radical right. But those people aren't in charge. The KKK or a radical extremist cult or church are not in charge of a district attorney's office. How did the most radical, crazy, left-wing people in this country get in charge of anything? And they have. I don't want the extreme right. I won't say far right because a lot of people that are far right are just fine. They are just fine. They're very far right conservative. But when we start talking about extremism, that's where you got to draw the line. How extremists get elected by Democrats is astonishing to me. I cannot believe that the Milwaukee County District Attorney, John Chisholm, said on record, of course I'm going to release people, and it's going to lead to innocent people dying. Of course it is. Guaranteed, you bet. I can't believe he said that, and he's in office, and he's the district attorney. And this guy, this crazed maniac, Daryl Brooks, got out on $1,000, and now six people are dead. He ran over grannies and an 8-year-old boy, and 47 are in the hospital. This is it just feels like a critical, absolutely a critical breaking point in America. We have got to get our hands back around our criminal justice system. And locking people up, if we have to, I'm sorry, everybody says, oh, prisons are overcrowded, they're too expensive, they're unfair. Yes, yes, there have been cases of people that were found to have not have done the crime that have been locked up. Yes, it's happened. It's terrible. It's unfortunate. Reparations are in order for those people. No question. But my goodness, We have hundreds of thousands of violent criminals in this country that are beating people up, that are running over their baby mamas with their car, harming a child, and released on $1,000 to go do this? It's insanity. It is absolute insanity. That is not equity. That is not racial. There's nothing racial about this. This could have been a white guy. None of it matters. If you're setting policies where violent criminals, and New York brags about it now, New York's, you know, you go stab somebody with a knife and New York's going to put you out on bail, you're going to be out on the street tomorrow. They're going to give you a stern talking to not do it again until your trial. See if we convict you. If we convict you, you could get 3 months probation on stabbing someone. This is crazy. We've lost it. And we can't have people like this Chisholm in charge. And I know when violence happens, you blame the person who did it. It's Daryl Brooks. But at the very least, wouldn't you say that this district attorney is a co-conspirator? If he said, I'm supporting policies that I know murder is going to happen. I'm going to release violent criminals because I think bail is racial. It's racist. We're going to release them, and we know innocent people are going to die. Aren't you a co-conspirator in murder? Probably not the legal definition of that, but if you just step back like I'm doing right now and use your common sense, use your brain, your common sense. We talk about co-conspirators. We have this Aubrey case, and there were 3 men involved in that, and we'll see how that all plays out. They're guilty. They shouldn't have killed that. I mean, there's all kinds of problems with that case and what those guys were doing. It's not the Rittenhouse case. But we see these things transpire, and we know they happen. And if you just step back from them and you go, okay, wait, what's going on here? Forget the law for a second. Is this right? We hear about co-conspirators all the time. Okay, you pulled the trigger, but you had two accomplices that helped you rob the bank. Co-conspirators, whatever it may be. Isn't the district attorney in this case a co-conspirator? When you're on record as saying, yes, I guarantee this is going to happen. I know innocent people are going to die as a result of my policy, but I'm doing it. Shouldn't that be criminal in America? I think it should. Here's your Joe Biden update. He got stumbled on his teleprompter again this week. That happened on Tuesday. There's some question as to when he said end of quote, if he was supposed to say that, or he has a hard time reading the teleprompter. He's got these squinty little eyes. You can't even see if he's there. He looks like a bird. It's bad. And he finished up and he walked away and didn't take any questions. And now CBS and other media outlets are again filing complaints with the White House that the President of the United States is not taking questions. I've said this once. I've said it 1,000 times. It is harder to deal with the media as manager of the Kansas City Royals than it is President of the United States. The manager of a Major League Baseball team is in front of the media. You ready for this? In front of the media at least, at the very least, 350 times a year. Now, Mike Matheny's got a little downtime now. It's the offseason. He's not in front of him. But in the regular season, it's twice a day. Every game day, before the game and after the game, there's the media taking questions. The Royals manager, 162 games, there's 324 moments with the media. And you know there's another, well, spring training, my goodness, that can be twice a day. It's at least once a day in spring training, but sometimes twice. It's probably 400 times a year the Royals manager is taking questions. And Joe Biden's done it what? Less than 5 times in 10 months? This is un-American. It is not democratic. I hate it when they say Democratic Party. All of the parties are democratic because we're a democracy. It's the Democrat Party. Even Tucker Carlson, in his fine piece last night when I printed out, he calls them the Democratic Party. No, the Republican Party is also democratic. We like the democratic process. It's the Democrat Party. And somehow they're allowed to have a president that doesn't take questions from the media. Media is upset. They are upset. I don't know what comes of it. Probably not that much, but it's nice to know that they're ticked off. Maybe they'll start investigating some stuff and reporting some stories. Journalists get angry. They get angry, and there will be journalists that if they're not hardened leftists, if they're just Democrats, that will say, you know what, this is a joke of a White House. I'm going to start reporting on this. I'm going to find some stuff. CNN's already started. You know, they started talking about the conflict between Biden's staff and Kamala's staff. So they started a little bit. If this guy doesn't start taking questions and giving these people some content, they could turn on him. And there's plenty there to find. There's plenty there. Maybe they'll start reporting on Hunter Biden. Who knows what it will be? It'll be amazing to watch if they turn on this guy. You know when that will be? After they lose the midterms. That's when they'll turn on him. We still have a year to wait before the media really turn on Biden. When the Dems lose it all next November, they're going to turn on Biden something fierce. It'll be ugly. It'll be a blood sport because they will not want him rerunning. They darn sure want him to get primaried. No, they're going to make it so miserable for that guy, if he's still alive or still functioning, they'll make it so miserable for him, he won't run. That will be their goal. 100%, that will be their goal. How bad is liberal America? Well, the liberals in the media and liberals everywhere want you to lower your standards. We know that. That's what this is all about. It's about lowering your standards. You don't need your gas-guzzling car that can drive you 400 miles without stopping. We want you to drive an electric car that goes 180 miles without stopping. Then you can take a 45-minute break, charge it up to 80%, and drive another 150 miles. That's what they want you to do. That's one case. That's one thing. I'm not against electric cars. I think we're headed there. I think it's great. I don't know if it saves energy. I mean, when you think about the cost, the time, and the energy to produce the electricity, the charging stations, the things that we're putting in our homes to charge these cars, I don't know that we're really saving. I'm going to have somebody show me that it's really saving something. What it's doing is it's just switching from fossil fuel to something else. How's electricity made? Okay, it is not free to make electricity. I think it will be better for emissions. It'll be better for the planet. It'll be better for everything. I'm cool with all that stuff. I'm not against making the world cleaner and better ideas. If electric cars are better, let's do it. I think there's going to be a day where an electric car will probably last a month without a charge and go over 1,000 miles. Great. That's better than gas. Let's do it. I'm all on board. I'm not against any of these things. I'm against forcing people to do them. And so basically what they want you to do is they want you to lower your standards. They want you to do what they say because, of course, they're smarter than us. And now a reporter at NBC News named Vicky Nguyen has done the traditional story, Thanksgiving Day money-saving tips. Seems reasonable, doesn't it? I mean, you could have money-saving tips like what? What would be a good way to have money-saving tips? Smaller turkey? You don't need the leftovers because your friends and family are going to all take them. You always send people out the door with leftovers, right? So maybe just get a smaller bird. Don't overdo it. You know, regular portions. Leftovers, if you have a lot of leftovers for your family, that's not costing you money. But when you give it all away and everybody takes it home, which is essentially what happens every time, is there's just too much food and everybody takes some. If you're a family on a budget and you're hosting Thanksgiving, don't get too big of a turkey. Simple. I figured this is what the story's going to be, right? Oh, no, 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 no. Not NBC News. Vicky Nguyen's Thanksgiving Day saving tips are this. Number one, drop turkey. Get rid of, see, this is part of their, this is so shallow and easy to assess. They don't like Thanksgiving. They want it to go away. They hate Thanksgiving. They hate the idea of Thanksgiving. They don't like any of it. It's rooted in colonialism. It's rooted in faith and God. There's all kinds of things they don't like. Therefore, they don't like Thanksgiving. So they want it to go away. And if they can't make it go away, which they can't, they want the traditions of Thanksgiving to go away. So this is my favorite NBC News suggestion of all time. Money-saving tips this Thanksgiving dinner. If people are coming to your house, don't serve turkey. Serve an Italian dinner. It's cheap. It's cheap. Get a bunch of pasta, boil it, get some tomato sauce, put some spices in it, and serve spaghetti and pasta. Get a giant loaf of bread, bake it, put some butter on it. You got an Italian feast. Maybe make a little salad. You'll save all kinds of money. You need to serve Italian dinner for Thanksgiving. That will save you money. That's the number one thing. She says if you do this and you let all your guests know, I'm not making this up, folks. This is not a joke. This is a real news report. If you go with the Italian dinner, noodles, sauce, bread, salad, if you do that, maybe consider don't providing alcohol for everybody. You've saved a pile of money. And when you announce to everybody this is what you're serving, guests will drop from your list. There will be people that are no-shows. They won't come. They'll go somewhere else where there's turkey. These people have holes in their hearts, folks. This is so sad. Thanksgiving isn't about that. Thanksgiving is about being with your family and your friends and being together and not worrying for a day or more, a four-day weekend, because everybody loves this holiday because it's always a four-day weekend. And most people really get to kick their feet up and not worry about the regular everyday stresses. That's why everybody loves Thanksgiving except liberals. And now they want the guests to drop from your list because you're serving spaghetti, not with meat, just some ragu on it. That'll be cheap. There's no doubt about that. That's a cheap dinner. You can do that. And the guests will drop from your list. Yeah, really? Well, how's your quality of life when your family starts saying, we're not coming? The final suggestion NBC News has to save money, this is all because we see inflation. See, they don't do the story on inflation doesn't have to be this way. They won't do a story that this inflation's out of control and it doesn't have to be like this. This is because of our liberal policies and Joe Biden. We could fix this by next Thanksgiving and not have these problems. That's never the answer. The problem is you. If you don't like these high prices, you got to change what you're doing. Lower your standards. Serve spaghetti. It's cheap. And the final one is, if you can't do that, if you're still going to do turkey, just charge each of your guests a fee. $5, $10. It was really expensive this year. I need $10 from everybody. We've got a great feast here, but you got to pay for it. Are you freaking kidding me? That's the liberals' answer to Thanksgiving? I don't know whether the hole in their head is bigger than the hole in their heart. I really don't. These are holy people, not in a good way. KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. If you're looking for a new ride this holiday weekend, Roberts Robinson just makes it easy. Check out their inventory online at robertsrobinson.com. See Mike or my buddy Tim Trader on the showroom floor. They will bring that. You could live 4 hours away. You could live in St. Louis and listen to the podcast. And if you find a car there, they'll get it to you. They'll just deliver it right to you. They just want to work with you. They want to provide you with a great new ride, whether it's a brand new Chevy, Buick, or GMC, or if it's a pre-owned vehicle, it's Roberts Robinson. Do business with great American patriots. That's what you get at Roberts Robinson. The lowest price, the fairest deal, the best people. Period. I challenge you to find out for yourself. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, in Excelsior Springs. Buck Roofing, my buddy Ron Buck's been in business for decades now. He's just got the best roofing company you've ever seen. Whether it's for your house or a commercial project, he does it all. Online at rbuckroofing, that's the letter R, rbuckroofing.com, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Dr. Jeremy Fry and the orthodontist at Fry Orthodontics. I was at the, we'll get to this in a moment, I was at the basketball game Tuesday night at T-Mobile Center, and I saw some people, adults, that could use a better smile. And these were people that I... acquaintances, not really friends, people I was running into. And I was thinking about Dr. Jeremy and how easy this is if you go the route of Invisalign. And it's the same price as braces now. And I wonder why, because I watch people sometimes when they're speaking and they'll sort of kind of, you know, put their lips over their mouth or something, or sort of cover up or look down. You can tell they're not feeling great about their teeth or something like that. Just give Dr. Jeremy a call, man. The first consultation is absolutely free. 913-469-9191 or online at fryorthodontics.com. And, of course, the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere. A couple of listeners of KKHI have purchased these. They are great investment properties. They can be a second property. They can be for your college kid. They can be weekend retreats to play golf, go hunting, go to the lake, Tuttle Creek, or Milford, do a lot of fishing. Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere in the Flint Hills of Manhattan. Check them out online at back9development.com. Update on Christmas Shining Star. Here is your update. In 3 days of podcasting Christmas Shining Star, we've had several people call and say they're going to shop for kids. I think that's awesome. I'm going to be doing this. We've had four kids assigned to us. I'm going with my two children, grown children that live here, and Jessica. The four of us are going to go shopping on December 4th. And we're going to shop for four kids all in one family. We've got their lists, and we're very excited to do that. As I've mentioned before, Kevin Kietzman has issues, is going to double any new patrons that join the patron program or existing patrons that raise their pledge in the month of December, we're going to double whatever is done within the patron program up to $5,000. Right now, we're at $750 has been added to the patron pledges. So I'm doubling that. That makes $1,500. That's where we are. We're at $1,500. We can keep going. This can be really good. We also have an anonymous donation of $1,000. So when you add this all up, we're at $3,500. And I couldn't be more pleased. That doesn't count people who have called and donated on their own. And several of you have emailed me and said, look, I called them directly. I made a donation. That's great. No, no, it's not about credit here. We're not trying to get any credit. I'm just trying to make this as easy as I can for any of you that want to do this. And if you've thought about becoming a patron, maybe this gets you off your ass and you become a patron. Okay? It's worth a shot. You can cancel next month. The money went to charity. Life is good. Or call 816-659-8243. That's 816-659-8243. They had 350 kids they were shopping for this year. They have added 30 more. We're at 380 kids now just because they couldn't say no. So we got to get these kids covered. We'd be honored if you shopped on your own for these kids. Just call the donor line, 816-659-8243. You can make a donation over the phone with your credit card, or you can say, send me an email of a couple of kids. I'll go shopping for them, and we'll bring you the presents. You don't have to wrap them. You don't have to do any of that. It's new gifts. You drop them off to the social workers. They wrap them to make sure each kid gets exactly the right gift. You know how that works. That's why they don't want them wrapped when you bring them. It's a great exercise for any family. You'll feel great doing this. I encourage you to help shop for Christmas Shining Star. Three ways to do it. Shop on your own, call and donate, or do it through the patron program. If you go through the patron program, if you put a donation in, I'm doubling it. I'm doubling it up to $5,000. KKHI is going to double it up to $5,000 for these kids this holiday season. 816-659-8243, or go to kkasissues.com, sign up to become a patron, or if you're already a patron, increase your pledge this month. I will remind everybody on December 15th to back their pledges back down and take them back down where they belong, okay? And I'm going to double up to $5,000. You can do this. A couple people have done it for $100. Some have done it for $50. Some have done it for $200. They just increased what they're doing this month. I'm going to double it. I'm McDouble here. I'm going to double it up to $5,000. So let's help these kids out with Christmas Shining Star. Cool stuff. All right, on to sports. And I went to T-Mobile Center on Tuesday night and watched K-State lose again by 8 points. Nice tournament for Bruce Weber and the Cats. They show up, they fall behind, they lose twice by 8. K-State basketball is it's just what it is. I'm not going to spend much time talking about K-State basketball. I'm going to tell you about my experience at T-Mobile Center. I was having a hard time remembering the last time I was there when the lights were on. I've been to some concerts where it's dark in there. K-State made a run last night. There were a lot of empty seats. We had great seats, but there was empty seats in front of us. There weren't very many people there. The tournament, college basketball is a, selling tickets to college basketball is really hard. I kind of liked it. There was no line to get a beer. There was no line in the bathroom. There was no line outside the building getting in. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. I mean, the place was only about a quarter full. The whole upper deck was curtained off, and it was still kind of empty in the lower bowl. K-State fell behind. They made some sort of a run, and one of the traditions I have at sporting events is anything I can do to make noise, Chiefs game, whatever, without screaming is good for me because I don't want to hurt my voice for what I do for a living. So I can whistle. I can do that. I wouldn't do that in the microphone. I can whistle really loud, but it really bothers people around me. So through the years, I've learned when people are up, standing up, whatever, in this case, the seats were empty, you hammer on the seat in front of you. It makes a lot of noise. Instinctively, reaction just to a dunk or something, I did this when all the K-State fans were cheering. Oh my God, you should have seen the dirt and dust fly out of that seat. How did T-Mobile Center, in such a short period of time, get disgusting and dirty and gross? If you want to see the video, go to my Twitter timeline and take a look at it. I'm at KKAsIssues on Twitter. I posted the video there, and I challenged T-Mobile to clean it up. I'm disgusted. It's gross. You think airplane seats are gross? Nothing like T-Mobile Center. They got to replace these seats. There's no cleaning those things. And whose idea was it to put those things in there? You want to talk about a health risk? It's so stupid. You walk around the concourse and there's hand sanitizer everywhere. Masks are welcome. You know, there's people walking around with masks. Everybody's doing, we're going to try and look like we're so healthy and we're so clean. What is more disgusting than actual dirt and crap in the seat you're sitting in and in front of you and you're breathing it in? You want to get lung cancer? Go to T-Mobile Center and breathe in what's coming out of those seats. It's gross. You have to go to my Twitter timeline and take a look at it. When you do, retweet it. Let everybody see it. Let everybody see the video. It's gross. If you haven't been on Twitter, I think you can just go to twitter.com and look it up. I'm at KK Has Issues, and you can see this thing. It's just unbelievable. So in my tweet, I encouraged Mayor Lucas to put a mask mandate in only at Sprint Center because of the disgustingly dirty place that it is. And I'm not a clean freak. I'm not a clean snob. I'm not. That's gross. It is so gross. Mayor Lucas, we need a mask mandate at T-Mobile Center because the air we're breathing in there cannot be good for us. Forget the virus. I'm talking about the toxins, the dirt, the dust, the things that we know have killed people with lung cancer through the years, that if you breathe that in at too high of a rate, it's going to lead to really bad health when you're older. Help the people of Kansas City. Either clean up T-Mobile Center or provide masks so I don't have to breathe that filth. Ugh. Every time somebody sits down, look, I hit it with my hand, but not very hard, and it just flies everywhere. But that means every time somebody sits in one of those seats, some of that dust comes out of there and goes up into the air. It does. They're that dirty. Don't wear nice clothes to T-Mobile. I hadn't noticed it because I'm mostly going to concerts and it's dark in there and you don't hit your seats during a dark concert. This is gross. I mean, it's like a health hazard gross. Seriously, go check it out on Twitter at KK Has Issues. We mentioned the top Sporting Kansas City is playing at home again on Sunday. It's good for Sporting Kansas City. The Chiefs are off. This is great. This is some real drama here. They're playing Real Salt Lake. Salt Lake beat KC twice this year. This is the team that just beat Kansas City a few weeks ago when Peter Vermes had the meltdown that we played here at KKHI. Remember the meltdown he had? And he was absolutely right. Sometimes you say meltdown about somebody and it's negative. There's nothing negative about it. Vermes was right. They should have video reviewed it. It was a handball. We all know what happened. Sporting lost. It changed the dynamic of the playoffs. Sporting could have been the one seed. There was a lot on the line. A lot of things happened. To this point, it's worked out for Sporting. They played at home. They won. They're playing at home again. So it hasn't really affected them, except they're playing a team that beat them twice this year. A lot of drama here. This is the team that got the call. If ever you're going to have a game where you're going to get a call, if ever a coach went out and made a big deal of something, which he did, I'm sure he got fined and the whole deal. If ever you're going to go out and make a statement and there's a payoff for that, Sunday is it. Can't wait to watch and see what happens. Sporting Kansas City, and I just love Peter Vermes. Sporting Kansas City playing Salt Lake on Sunday. We'll see how it plays out. Sports at KKHI is brought to you by Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. John Hutchins is coming Monday morning to my house, starting on my garage floor. I'll let you know how that goes. Merriam Body Shop, online at merriambodyshop.com. Ask for Justin. He's red, white, and blue to the core. Just call him. If you've got a fender bent up, if you want to get some door dings out, or if you just want to get a great detail with ceramic coating, he'll take care of it from start to finish for you. 913-362-1198. Ask for Justin. This is a great Christmas present, too, for your wife, guys. If their car needs a little help detailing, clean it up, you won't believe what a great Christmas present this is. Merriam Body Shop, thenewcarimage.com, 913-362-1198. They love your car more than you do. And 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. I'm meeting Mark next week for a little happy hour fun. I think we're going to meet for some happy hour fun, and I think we're going to drum up a contest to get businesses to sign up to win a prize. Businesses, if you're not doing business with Mark, you're wasting time and money. You can be a better business, and Mark will help you with that. So I think we're going to come up with a contest to get some of you involved with 360 Document Solutions. Give something cool away. If you have any idea, if you have a business and you have an idea of what you think would be a cool prize for your business, it could be sports tickets, restaurant, what kind of cool prize would get a business to sign up to win a contest with 360 Document Solutions. If you have a business, I want to hear from you. Let me know about your business. Tell me what would be a cool prize for a business if we have a contest with 360. Just email me, kevin@kksissues.com. That's kevin@kksissues.com. I'd love to hear from your business. I want to get you signed up to win a prize for you, the owner, you, the manager, you, the employee, whatever. What would be a cool prize? What would be a great prize over the next month or so? We'd probably give it away sometime in January or the end of January. Give me a holler and let me know. Our friends at 360documentsolutions.com are on board with that. I'm on board with Enes Kanter, the NBA player who is just, boy, the NBA's got a problem on its hands. Most of the players are uber liberal, which means they're not free thinkers. They're group thinkers. Enes Kanter is the opposite of that. He's from Turkey, and he's been all over human rights abuses around the globe. He has now invited Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike, Michael Jordan, and LeBron James to fly with him to China to see the human rights violations taking place with the forced labor or slave labor camps. These exist. Nobody argues whether they exist. China doesn't even deny they exist. We see satellite images of them. We know it. There's fences around them. There's barbed wire around them. You're sent basically to prison to work. And I think they have amounts of time that they stay there and they work. They house them. Maybe they let them go after a certain amount of time. I don't. It's slave labor. There's just no other question about it. They lock you up and make you work. And so Enes Kanter points this out to somebody like LeBron James, and LeBron doesn't have any other real response other than, I saw him in the hallway the other day, and he didn't say a thing about it to me. That's LeBron's excuse. I think this is great. I hope Enes Kanter keeps it up. Look, I'm not going to say anything bad about any business in America, okay, that has products made in China. Our system has led to that. I'm not asking every company to say, look, we can't have things made somewhere else in Vietnam or Thailand or China. That's not what I'm saying. Not everything has to be made in America. We should be looking very hard at our reliance on China and trying to find other ways than China. I believe that. I have a friend who's in business, and they make a lot of products around the world. They sell them globally, but their biggest market is the United States. And they have things made in multiple countries. And they have eased off from China through the years for obvious reasons. We see what happens. If they're in control, what happens to your supply line? If all of a sudden a country that is not friendly with the United States says, okay, that's it, this isn't happening, that's bad for American business. That's bad for your business. I would encourage most businesses to look to other countries. If you can't do it in the U.S., if it's just flat too expensive, look to other countries than China. I encourage that, but I'm not going to badmouth anybody that's doing business there. What I will do is I will badmouth companies like Nike who have slave labor making shoes. We know this. That's a fact. I won't even hit them on that as much as I will hit them on their stance on slavery in America 175 years ago. Social justice in America today. Their woke, left-wing, radical things they support in the United States are completely counter to what is going on in China, which means they don't really mean it. They can't really mean it. If you are all about social justice in America and you think racism is the biggest problem in America and that people of color are enslaved today in the United States, you shouldn't be having slave labor make your shoes in China. That's where I draw the line. Because that's Nike's biggest thing, and I'm with Enes Kanter. Oh, we got our first group of five team in the top four of the college football playoff. The college football playoff announced on Tuesday night in this order. Georgia is one, Ohio State is two, Alabama is three, and Cincinnati from the new Big 12 is number four. I said it. Cincinnati from the new Big 12 is number four. Cincinnati still plays East Carolina this week. Then they'll play Houston in their conference title game. That will be two Big 12 schools. Houston only has one loss. Cincinnati has zero. It'll be a hard game for Cincinnati. I am not writing down that Cincinnati's running the table and making the playoff. I'm not. Certainly not going to tell you I think they can beat Georgia, because I don't think they can, if that's who they play. But I think this would be good for the college football playoff. And if Georgia is the one, and maybe they're significantly better than Cincinnati, maybe not. Cincinnati beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame only has one loss. They're number six. I mean, these things are complicated. These 0-1 loss teams are a lot alike. Georgia and Ohio State look different than everyone else this year. But I had a discussion with my buddies at the game last night. I said, you're just going to write down that Alabama's a non-factor? I'm not. Are you telling me you don't think Alabama can beat Georgia in the SEC title game? And all my buddies were like, no, they got no chance. It can't beat Georgia. I said, wait a second. We've watched sports our whole lives. I'm not going to predict it, but wait a second. The Alabama program is filled with players that have all been there. It's expected. Their coach is tried and true. They've been through it. Georgia hasn't. Georgia hasn't been there. They're not Alabama. They're better than Alabama this year. Their defense is unbelievable. It's ridiculous. It's great. All those things are true. But when you haven't done it, it's hard. It's really hard. And so we'll see. It's a fun playoff list right now. See how it plays out. Pretty much everybody's got two games left. So a long way to go on that. And this is the most remarkable story you will hear this Thanksgiving week. And I will wish you, before I read this to you, do not hit stop now. You have to hear this. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family. I hope it's fantastic for you. I'll be putting up Lee Sterling's picks later today or Thursday. It'll be a very short podcast. It'll just be Lee Sterling's picks. We will not be doing a podcast on Friday. The patron post will be coming out on Friday, so patrons are still going to get the newsletter, but we won't be doing a podcast on Friday. We're going to take a long weekend. We doubled up on some podcasts this week. There's plenty of content for you to listen to, but I wish you a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving holiday with your family. Enjoy it. Live the moments. Don't worry about whatever you normally worry about on a daily basis. Just have a good weekend. Just enjoy it. Be thankful that we live in the United States. Be thankful that we're taking her back. Be thankful we see signs everywhere that it's going to get better. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for the food on your table. Praise your maker. Be a person of faith. And love your family. Have a great holiday. One man is going to have a great holiday. He can't not have a great holiday. This is crazy. A bettor in Vegas, this is BetMGM, won $1.1 million on a $50 parlay sports bet that carried the odds of 22,670 to 1. Okay, first of all, a lot of you don't know what a parlay is, and you're not gamblers, but I want you to just follow this for a second. You can bet $50 on the Chiefs to beat the Cowboys by 2 points or more, which is what Sunday's line was. Or you can pick three games in the NFL against the spread and bet $50. And if you do, I think it pays 6-1. Now you've made like $300 instead of $50. The more games you parlay, the higher the payout. So this fool walks up to the window, and you are a fool. You're just crazy. You're just burning $50. I'm not kidding. You're throwing away $50. This guy walks to the window, and he bet a $50 parlay on 15 different outcomes. Remember, if you go 14-1, you lose your $50. If you go 15-0, it pays $1.1 million. It happened. Listen to these things he bet on. They all had to hit. Hockey. Vegas Golden Knights plus 2.5. Cal State Fullerton, money line. I assume that's basketball. Rhode Island, minus 5.5. I assume that's basketball. UConn, minus 24.5. I assume that was basketball. Miami of Ohio, that's probably football. Wake Forest, football. Michigan State, football. Atlanta Hawks, money line. Colorado Avalanche, hockey. Washington Capitals, hockey. New England Patriots, football. Houston Texans, money line. Houston Texans beat the Titans on the road Sunday. Are you following how improbable this is? He put money in a 15-team parlay with the Houston Texans to beat the Tennessee Titans. He bet the Ravens on the money line. They won on the last play of the game. He bet on a golfer named Jin Young Ko, a golfer in a tournament to win the tournament. This can't be true. The second I looked at this, I'm like, no, this is not possible. This did not happen. This can't be true. BetMGM says it is true. A 15-leg parlay of the most ridiculous bets ever. Oh, I didn't mention Oklahoma. Oklahoma had to win their game too, and they did. The craziest part of all this is the golfer. The golfer had to win the tournament. You bet all these games and then, oh, and I have to have a golfer win a tournament or I don't win this thing. I mean, this person had to be drunk, stoned, out of their mind, something. I don't know what. There's no way. There's no way. This can't happen. There's no way this happened. This dude bet $50 and won $1.1 million. It's legit. BetMGM says it's true. It happened. It all ended on Sunday night, and this fella's paid out this week, Monday or Tuesday. $1.1 million for the holidays. It is believed to be the largest parlay percentage win in the history of betting. You think? Wow, that's a great story. Don't try this at home. It's got the disclaimer, you know, of like the skateboard kids that are running their skateboards up on handrails and then they face plant. Don't try this at home. No. Don't jump off a cliff of the Grand Canyon with squirrel wings and fly down to the bottom. Don't try that at home. Don't walk to the window in Vegas and burn $50 on a 15-leg parlay. Don't try that at home. Don't do it. Don't do it. It is absolutely impossible. I have no idea how that happened. Leave on a happy note. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. All of us, which is me and Jessica and Cabo, our little puppy, at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.